Pastor Buddy joining you live right here on WWRB 3.185, clear channel around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. We're glad to have you in here with us, joining us, if you're joining us on shortwave 3.185. Glad to have you aboard. And if you are joining us on your computer downloads or your micro rebroadcasters, well, we welcoming you right in here tonight. Got a great program for you. And tonight's entitlement of the message are, Who Are the Ashkenazis? We're going to get into that. It's a fascinating event of history that is not been told, but it's timely. The events that are transpiring today, in the face of everything that is focusing on the Middle East, we want you to focus on what's really going on. We want to give you the rest of the story. We want to give you page two, if you know what I mean. Well, there's a controversial bestseller that is really shaking the foundations of the so-called Israeli state, by Joshua Holland. We're going to be quoting from the book that is causing a great stir in Israel right now, and for that matter, around the world. You know, there's a people according to the Bible, and I'd like to emphasize this right out of the gate tonight, as we will be with you for the next hour here on WWRB 3.185, clear channel around the world, with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Call a friend and a neighbor and tell them that we're on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, coming up on the first of the month, we will also be joining you every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on WWRB 3.185. So tell your friends and neighbors about it. Spread the word. And by information, you know, the Bible says in the book of Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he said, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." Did you know that his people is the true sheep, or the true house of Israel? We're going to talk about the deception. In Revelations 2 and 9, it says that, now this is spoken by the Messiah himself. This is his quote, right out of his mouth. Now think about this. I want you to think about the importance of this quote, right out of the mouth of the man that you claim to be your Savior. And yet, when he speaks, most people don't have a clue of what he's talking about. Well, that's why that we're doing this message tonight for you. Ashkenazis, who are they? Well, if you go to the 10th chapter of the book of Genesis, and verses 1, 2, and 3, particularly the third verse, you'll find a offspring not from the house of Shem. Now, to lay a little gestalt for you, I need to back up and tell you about the three sons of Noah. These are the principal sons that form the Aryan race, the Adamic race, the blushing red face of the ancient Israelites. Well, we've been taught by the misconception of what I'm going to tell you about the word Jew tonight. And just because I say Jew or have something to say about the Jew doesn't make me anti-Semitic. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to prove to you that the Jews are not Semitic. Although those that call themselves Jews that Christ alluded to when he said, I know them that say they are Jews, but they are not. See, that's what we're trying to impart to you with the Holy Spirit that is very timely in this age and time, because it won't be long. Ladies and gentlemen, you better write these scriptures down, and you better take note, and you better listen up, and you better listen in. And you better turn to the alternative source. You better get away from the dumb tube that's television that is controlled by the very people that I'm going to talk about tonight. These are the people that claim to be God's chosen people. And in a sense, they really are. Now, let me qualify that apparent contradiction of my gestalt here. The God of this world, who is he? Well, we all know him in Christianity. We all know the God of this world is Satan, who has blinded the eyes of the true house of Israel. They have forgotten themselves. They have forgotten that they are from actually the literal genetics of who I'm going to talk about tonight, the house of Shem. Now, the Ashkenazis are from the house of Gomer, from the house of Japheth, because, as I said, Noah had three sons. He had Shem and Ham and Japheth. These are from the side of Japheth. They are not Shemites. But if you say anything against a Jew today, the dumb Christians will tag you with anti-Semitic. And did you know that right now that there's a bill pending or to come up in Congress, and you better get your wake-up call here, because pretty soon you will not be able to hear these type of messages of truth. Our freedom of speech is going to be drastically restricted. Now, I went to Canada in 1995 and held a meeting up there, and I was closed down. My meeting was literally closed down because Canada has a hate speech law. And when I spoke this message in Canada, I was refused a permit to minister in Canada, in any of the provinces, with this message. So then this message, and you people in Canada that have a shortwave, you ought to thank Yahweh for shortwave. You ought to support WWRB 3.185, that booms in a clear signal when it's not being jammed by the jammers. We'll talk about the jammers and their agenda as we go on into this message and give you an understanding that you may know what's going on in the last days when perilous times are coming. And everybody says, oh my, yeah, I've read those things. For the whole earth. No, I don't say that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will read the 30th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, and you go into the 7th verse, you will see that it is a time of trouble only. Now, I'm talking about only. Because you know what the world's going to be doing when the the true house of Shem, the true Israelites, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the ones that really don't know who they are, the blind, lost sheep, which Yahweh said in the last days, He will send the hunters and the fishermen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the hunting age and the fish age is a passing. You have long been asleep, as Rip Van Winkle in the little fairy tale story that was hatched up by the very people that I'm speaking about, as was the Wizard of Oz. Just follow the yellow brick road. And, you know, there was a character in that, and this character didn't have a brain. And that was the house of Israel. And it's literally making fun of the house of Israel that had no brain. Well, there was another character there that didn't have a heart. And, ladies and gentlemen, these metaphoric fairy tales that were the one that I'm talking about here, the Wizard of Oz, it was written in 1937. Somebody really knew early on. I'm talking about early on, some of the things that is happening to this nation today, particularly the House of Israel. Did you know that the largest body in 1950, let me give you a statistic here. In 1950, I was a young boy coming up. I went to work in 1951 in Ohio, paper mill company. Got my first job in 1951. But I was a young man, and this information that I'm sharing with you wasn't prevalent. And so then, in the last days, through the efforts of great men and great radio stations, because we can't afford to get on television, matter of fact, you can't get on no way, because you see, this message wouldn't go well or fit well with the TV audience of a people that control the media. I can't get this published in a newspaper, by the way. You won't read it in a local magazine. You'll hear it exclusively around the world on radio stations that are actually, literally, hanging on a shoestring budget. And so then, I implore you, I appeal to you, don't take shortwave for granted. It may not always be here. This message that you're going to hear tonight about Ashkenazis and who are the true sons of Jacob, what is their relationship to him, who are the Semitic peoples of the earth, and where are they, and is there a conspiracy, as the Messiah alluded to when he talked about, I know that there is a people that claim to be Jewish or Jews and are not. And they are liars. Revelations 3 and 9 confirms it in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let every word be established. And so in this sense, most Christians are ignorant and blind of the matter. What if, now let me give you some what ifs. What if the Palestinian Arabs, who have lived for decades under the heel of the boots of the modern state of Israel, are in fact descended from the very same children of Israel described in the Old Testament? Now what if? What if the Arab people are related to Abraham? Just as the house of Israel was related to Abraham, and the difference being two covenants. One is the covenant to Ishmael, who the Bible says that the angel came and informed Hagar, Ishmael's mother, that he would make them a mighty and a fierce nation, and the sword would be in their house forever. Now the other covenant
from the Abraham seed of Isaac was from the house of Shem. And so the covenant from these two sons, Isaac got the birthright, he got the firstborn. And so then we have this covenant struggle here, and Satan, knowing the struggle for the covenant or the supremacy, he has come in and turned a truth into a lie and have got most of the people of the house of Israel dumbed down to thinking that the Jews are God's chosen people. Now, what about the Jews, Pastor Buddy? Well, let me ask you something here in a form of a question, if you will. It is clear that the Christian faith today stands at the crossroads of its destiny. It's clear that we are, as a people of Jacob Israel. Now that's those who claim that the Messiah, Christ, as we know him in the New Testament, Jesus to most people's understanding, Yahweh to my understanding in a flesh body, come to make his people understand that this gospel, is only given out to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This gospel was sent abroad to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered abroad, according to James 1 and 1. Now, what is it when we have a people that has grown in reputation and brought in the confusion into the minds of Christianity concerning the fundamentals of the Christian faith? Is unwarranted and unjustified, and here it is, and this is the premier act of deception. Most Christians constantly hear the Christian clergy who are blind and deceived and are confusing their constituents that Jesus was a Jew. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that Jesus was a Jew? Have you ever heard that the Jews are God's chosen people? Have you ever heard that Abraham was a Jew? Have you ever heard it said that Isaac was a Jew, that Jacob was a Jew, and that he had 12 Jewish sons, and that the Jewish people came out of Egypt after the bondage inflicting of 430 years of bondage? Have you ever heard that? Well, no doubt you have, and it's the confusion of the clergy. These are the blinded brethren. These are the ones that have been deceived by the cunning, sly craftiness of Satan. Did you know that the first time that the word Jew is mentioned in the Bible, and it wasn't even J-E-W, by the way, but the first time that it was mentioned in the Bible is 1 Kings 16 and 6. And at that time, it is mentioned that these Jews, so-called Jews here, were fighting against the house of Israel. Now, if Jews are Israel, how could they be fighting against Israel? Now do you see where I'm coming from here tonight? The dilemma. During the 18th and 19th centuries, a well-organized and very well-financed international pressure group created a so-called secondary meaning for the word Jew. Among the English-speaking peoples of the world, this so-called secondary meaning for the word Jew bears no relationship whatsoever to the 18th century original connotation of the word Jew. It is, indeed, a misrepresentation. The secondary meaning of words often become the generally accepted meanings of words formally have an entire different meaning. And this is what I'm trying to impress upon you tonight in the word Ashkenazi. It is not from the Semitic side. And yet, now listen to me real well here. During the lifetime of Christ upon the earth, he was not regarded either by Pilate nor by those who lived in Judea among whom he dwelt as, quote-unquote, king of the Jews, that we have been secondarily impressed in the translations, the retranslation, if you will. So then the 19th and the 20th centuries, this well-organized, well-financed international pressure group. And oh, I'd love to really expound on that, but I don't have time, as I am pressed for time here, to lay this gestalt that I'm laying for you. The present generally accepted secondary meaning of the word Jew is fundamentally responsible for the confusion in the minds of Christians regarding elementary tenets of the Christian faith. Because they've heard it repeated over and over and over that the Jews are God's chosen people, that Jesus was a Jew, and that it came from the Jewish man Abraham, or the Jewish son Isaac, or the Jewish son Jacob. Neither of these four that I've just mentioned, the Messiah himself, Christ, the embodiment of the Godhead in a flesh body, come to his own people, ladies and gentlemen, to deliver them, to give them the message, and to clue you in on those who claim to be Jews that are not, but are out of the house and the synagogue of Satan. And now I mentioned that they're trying to pass a bill. You need to listen to me real well here. You need to understand that this bill is a bill that they are trying to get passed that would take away your freedom from just listening to what I'm saying and to restrict me from saying what you're listening to. Ladies and gentlemen, our free speech, they are encroaching upon our constitutional rights. They are chiseling away at the very foundation of our Constitution. And they do not intend for us to have the liberty and the freedom of exposing their agenda in the last days. And they know they've got a short time, ladies and gentlemen. So then, this bill that they are giving you here in the Senate and the Congress fixing to come up, it is a bill that is trying to take away your liberties, and for your understanding, you must know that the time is nigh that your right to speak is almost at a standstill. Now, enter bill, this is the numbers. Now, let me give you the numbers to the bill so that you'll be aware that if these federal hate crime bills pass, and they've been up for to pass 10 times, and they've been defeated 10 times, but persistence will pay off now that they've got Obama, a communist agenda prophet. Since he's the Messiah, he's the New Age Messiah that has come on the scene, and the Democratic-controlled Senate, ladies and gentlemen, we are, and Congress, we are almost to the point of seeing this bill pass, so I want to warn you about it. It's H.R. 256, and H.R. 262. That's the bills that are coming up. One in the House and one in the Senate. H.R. 256 been defeated 10 times. But this time, our strategy is to pass this as one of the ADL's favorite quote, our strategy. If first we don't succeed, we try again. And if we fail, we try again. And if we fail, we try again until we wear down the resistance or we buy out. Now, to stop these hate bills, you need to take this phone number down that I'm fixing to give you. You need to call this toll-free number. Now, it may be busy. I'll give you the untold number so that you can get through. Listen to this. 1-877-851-6437. Now, remember that number. 1-877-851-6437. Or you can call the toll number at 1-202, probably get through on this one faster, 225-3121. Now, all you need to do is to tell them that you are against these federally bills that are coming up, H.R. 256 and 262. Make yourself count. You are very important in this battle simply because when we cease from hearing the truth, when the mouth of the lambs are silenced, and ladies and gentlemen, it is not the mouth of the Jews. They are not silenced. The ADL is working feverishly to try to get this bill passed. Now, I'm going to give you a brief listen to with Reverend Ted Pike on www.truthtellers.org. And you can listen to this as we are going to give you a demonstration on what is about to happen. And this is so that you'll know how to kill this bill. Listen in.
Hello, I'm Ted Pike. Despite his smiles and charm, President Obama is a left-of-left liberal. He's determined to make America a hate crimes police state like Canada. Canadian anti-hate laws have destroyed freedom of speech for our northern neighbors. In Canada, it is illegal to publicly criticize homosexuality. Those who disobey face harsh fines and even imprisonment. Our new president supports multiple hate and bias crime bills, which are listed at the White House website. Today, we'll consider these bills and how they threaten to also take away our free speech. One of Obama's top priorities is to pass the federal hate crimes bill, the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2009, H.R. 256. This legislation says if anyone counsels violence against a member of a federally protected group, such as homosexuals, then the counselor will be tried as a principal along with who actually commits the hate crime. What does this really mean? A talk show host, writer, pastor, or even person on the street could go to prison if he repeats the Bible's counsel that homosexuality is an abomination to God. If an unstable person hears that counsel and then attacks a homosexual, the pastor or talk show host can be tried as a federal hate criminal. If Obama's federal hate crimes bill is passed, no one who speaks against the behavior of federally protected groups will be safe from arrest. You don't believe it? Just look at what similar hate laws have done in Canada. pastors, and average citizens have been convicted as hate criminals, merely for expressing their biblical beliefs. If a Canadian criticizes homosexuals, Muslims, or Jews, he can be arrested and fined $5,000. If he repeats the offense, he can go to prison. Canada is a telescope into the future of America if a federal hate law is passed. Obama's hate bill will also give the government power to enforce a federal hate law in all 50 states. No state will be exempt. It will unite federal hate crime law enforcement with local law enforcement. Traditionally, states have had legal boundaries to keep the federal government from meddling. But if this bill is passed, nothing will keep federal police out. This union of federal and local police is the very definition of a police state. The second hate crimes bill in the Democrat agenda is the David Ray Richardson Hate Crimes Prevention Act, H.R. 262. This bill would erect a federal hate crimes command center in Washington, D.C., costing taxpayers $10 million annually. Yet it will not be run by the government. Instead, the bill says a private civil liberties organization will direct it. Who can this be but the world's premier civil liberties group promoting hate laws, the Anti-Defamation League? ADL created this bill to put itself into the driver's seat of enforcement in America. ADL masterminded the hate states in Canada, Europe, and Australia. ADL now orchestrates a 56-member nation hate crimes bureaucracy in Europe. ADL also persuaded 45 U.S. states to adopt some version of its model anti-hate law. Already, ADL has federal authority to instruct the U.S. Justice Department, FBI, and all local police on its hate crimes agenda. If this bill is passed, ADL will operate a 24-hour command center in Washington with a hate crime hotline and database, a center for spying on Americans with politically incorrect views. ADL will also assist the federal government in a massive national brainwashing program to eliminate bias in American schools. H.R. 262 proposes that every student from kindergarten through grad school will be re-educated against homophobic values and the Bible's hate speech. ADL says such biblical intolerance is the root cause of hate crimes against homosexuals. Already, under California's recent hate bill, signed by Governor Schwarzenegger, any student, teacher, or faculty member who criticizes homosexuality can be fired or expelled. The third hate bill on Obama's legislative wish list is ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. ENDA is a hate crimes bill for the workplace, which dictates how Americans can use their private property. It says any employer who refuses to hire a known homosexual or fires him because of his sexual orientation becomes a federal hate criminal. He faces harsh fines. If he repeats the offense, he can expect imprisonment. Under ENDA, churches also must hire homosexuals in all sponsored organizations, such as church schools, adoption agencies, and summer camps. Otherwise, their administrators become hate criminals, and the church loses tax-exempt status. ENDA also mandates that if a homosexual wants to rent your apartment or buy your house or property, and you refuse because he is a homosexual, then you can be arrested under a federal warrant. The first two hate bills are in the House Judiciary Committee and soon will enter the Senate Judiciary Committee. We must loudly protest them and ENDA starting today. 2 years ago, Letters of Freedom bombarded Congress with phone calls of protest. They defeated 6 Orwellian bills, including the hate bill.
Contact your members of the House and Senate now. Call 1-877-851-6437, toll free, or 1-202-225-3121, toll, for the Capitol switchboard. The operator will direct your call to your Congress member. Call, fax, or email their offices. Tell them, please don't vote for the hate crimes bills, H.R. 256 and H.R. 262. Also, don't vote for ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Existing law is sufficient to punish all crimes. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada, in European countries, and in Australia. Also, it is extremely important that you call the crucial 40 members of the House Judiciary Committee, listed at truthtellers.org. Call a few every day before work or during your lunch hour. Within a few days, all will have heard your message.
Creating controversy in the House Judiciary Committee 2 years ago was the single most important factor in defeating the hate and bias bills. You think your call won't make a difference? Think again. Members of Congress consider every call represents 1,000 people who feel the same but didn't have the scratch to protest. God and the American people have defeated the hate bill 5 times over the past 10 years. People just like you make a difference. How right they were. You can do the same today.
Come to truthtellers.org for complete educational resources to help you and your friends defeat hate laws. There you can watch our gripping 82-minute video, Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians, and our 10-minute quick education on the hate bill threat, Hate Bill Lies Exposed.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Reverend Ted Pike and the National Prayer Network that is trying to alert the sheep, the lost sheep, the dumb sheep, the asleep sheep. And the scripture that I quoted in Hosea 4 and 6, you think that you can't make a difference. Did you know that Martin Luther King had 1 million men to march on Washington, D.C.? It's the squeaking wheel that gets the grease, ladies and gentlemen. And the blacks organized and sent 1 million men to Washington, and we've got a national holiday in Mr. King's honor. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a black president now, simply because they are working feverishly to move ahead of the people that built this nation. And most of the people that are unconcerned, I'm talking about the Aryan white race, that needs to begin to stand up. Because, you see, the ADL is one of those organizations that your Messiah, the one you call Christ, the one you call Jesus Christ, this is the man that spoke these words. I know them that say they are Jews. So under the guise of Judaism, they have maneuvered around to call evil good and good evil. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a time for us to take back the country that we have given away to the devil and his people. It's inexcusable.
whoever we are, for us to sit back and let our nation bring a set of laws through the Jewish agenda to control this nation. Right now, President Obama is controlled by the Zionist Jews that have his attention. They were placed in there strategically as handlers for this man that was elected into the United States of America as the president, and the Talmud of Judaism that is practiced today is anti-Christ, ladies and gentlemen. It is a system of people that are trying desperately to destroy the Christian principles and fundamentals that built this nation. Listen to this now. If you really want to know where the Zionist movement, which was formed at the latter part of the last century, sought to endow the Jews with a nationalistic character which was heretofore strange to them, it sought to deprive them of their historically religious character and offered in substitution a faith in God and adherence to the Torah and belief in their ultimate redemption by the coming of the Messiah, a nationalistic ideology and the possibility of establishing through political media a Jewish national homeland. And they got it through the British mandate of the Balfour Declaration in 1948. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it recognized the eventual possibility of founding the Jewish national homeland in Palestine, which was affirmed to be that the British government gave the Jewish agency, who was the chief representative of the Zionist interest in the Holy Land, and turned it over to them. And we have had trouble ever since. Did you know that there is a people that are really the true Jews, if I can use that word interchangeably here for the purpose, because if I say Yahudiums, you probably wouldn't know what I'm talking about. So there is a true Jew who would not call themselves Jews. But the end times are here, ladies and gentlemen, and we're at the time that the Messiah said that a false Jewish people would raise up and gain power over the house of Jacob and rule over them. And this is the Edomites that are the Turkish Mongol Khazars that we have talked about and that Ted alluded to on the radio here tonight. They're talking about their agenda to bring about the permissive state of this nation so that they can actually demoralize, take our morals, to approve of sodomy and homosexuality and pornography and spread it through the land. And if you say anything against it biblically, you see, the Bible is against it, and they know that. These are antichrist. These are not who you think they are, but they have fooled the world into believing that they are the people of God. And the very people in these churches that are supporting the Jews as God's chosen people, the Zionist faction of them, and like I say, there is a people in the earth that are true from the house of Israel. They are the original Judeans or the Yahudians
that have been scattered through the earth. You know, in the New Testament, as we go quickly to the 8th chapter of the book of John, we're going to quote, starting at the 37th verse, to lay the groundwork of what your Messiah, the one you call Christ, Jesus, listen to me well. This is what he said again. This is right out of his mouth. And ladies and gentlemen, he's going to bring you into judgment. And you're going to have to give an account. If you sit idly by and let a people who claim to be Jews and are not steal your birthright, steal your, actually, your very essence of your soul, and bind you down that the gospel cannot be preached by men of boldness. Remember that Peter, James, and John in the 4th chapter and the 5th chapter of the book of Acts were beaten before these magistrates of the Sanhedrin court. These are the ones that Christ alluded to beware of them. For they say they are Jews, or they say that they're kin to the house of Israel, but they're not. Now, that's a strange statement when he alluded to the fact that he said that they were Abraham's children. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we go with back to Genesis, to our foundational the principles here tonight on the word askenazi. Over two-thirds, now listen to me well, over two-thirds of those that are in the land called Israel, it's called Palestine by the people that's lived there for thousands of years, but a people that went back there in 1948 renamed it Israel. And these are the very Jews that was fighting against Israel in 1 Kings 16 and 6. So you can see the plan of the serpent, who is very crafty, by the way, when he has fooled you, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, that they will appear as God's chosen people, but they will not be, and that they would deceive the very elect. Mr. John Hagee, for instance, is promoting this Jewish Zionist agenda in the Middle East. A lot of the preachers, he's now the champion, because we've had many champions of that cause for the last 60 years. But ladies and gentlemen, there's something wrong with this thing. That there's deception to the depth that you would marvel if you could just have your eyes opened up to see the deception that Satan has been craftily able to convince the people of the earth, especially the house of Israel, and give them the blessings and the allegiance of God's chosen people. When Christ said in John 8:44, "You are of your father the devil, and you were a murderer, and he was a murderer, and you were a murderer." And you see, they don't want that. That's become hate speech in Canada. As I informed you, my ministry was closed down in 1995 in Canada for preaching in a community center the gospel that I'm preaching to you tonight on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel around the world. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's very important that our voices are not silenced. Do not let the ADL and the agenda of those who claim to be Jews, do not let them silence the voice of the lambs of Yahweh that are out trying to wake up the sleeping sheeple around the world. Veil, shortwave radio. This is your hope. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and since you reject knowledge, how do you reject it? You pay an indifference to the message. You get up Sunday morning, instead of listening to this message and become active, and call your senators and congressmen and ask them to vote down this ADL bill that's been sponsored 10 times. And ladies and gentlemen, there is a good chance that this bill, unless the sheeple wake up and we have an action committee
that equals that of the Million Man March by the blacks, who have taken over our country through the urgence and the money of a people that claim to be Jewish and are not, but are the children of the synagogue of Satan. And that's very, very simple as I can make it. Ladies and gentlemen, in Europe, you can do jail time for questioning the official version of the Holocaust. Now, you can be jailed if you will not accept the original version of the Holocaust, that 6 million Jews died. And, ladies and gentlemen, in World War II, there wasn't 6 million on the earth, let alone in Germany or Poland, where they were supposed to be gassed. But I won't have the power, neither will the prophets of Yahweh. They will not have the right to say that very much longer. In America, the place where you thought it was the home of the free, we are being systematically roped and tied. Our rights and privileges, our right to bear arms, the Second Amendment is under attack. And under the Obama administration, this is the greatest danger to Christianity in the last 200 years of America. Ladies and gentlemen, take warning, take heed. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and shall turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal their land. I will heal their land. What does that mean, when He will heal the land? He will remove every obstacle, and the children of Satan will be bundled up and teared and pared, and you will know, because Yahweh will open your sleeping eyes, and unless Yahweh open your eyes, you will perish in this kingdom age. And you don't want that to happen. Your family, you see, the Christian faith is under attack. The very fabric and the very fibers of what makes us who we are, a great people that confess that we've got a living Savior, we are letting people who deny that, who talk bad about your Messiah, who say that He was a bastard child from a Roman soldier with a whorish Hebrew woman. That's what they think about your Messiah. They think that He ought to be covered with dung and boiled in sperm with excrement all over His body. That's what they think about Him, and that's what they pronounce in their teachings. And this Antichrist system spirit is now rising up to take power finally in the United States of America. And when it does, this world will be turned into a living hell. Ladies and gentlemen, America is the with the advent of those who own the media, those who promote the agenda, those that have the most money behind them to back them. How they got this is marvelous. I have taught on it several times. I'm trying to wake up the sleeping sheep around America in particular. My people. This message needs to be listened to. This message needs to be recorded and sent out to our sheep that are asleep in the bell boxes. They need to come out of the so-called Christian churches with the pastors and the teachers who are dumbed down into believing this lie and promoting it to their own death and destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, our family is in dire straits. We are at a time when we know that the time is nigh, even at the door. We are at the threshold. Under this administration, I see an evil protruding with an agenda. The final agenda is being written right now. The bill that Mr. Obama is going to carry, this stimulus package, it's over 1,100 pages that not one of our congressmen or senators had time to read before it was round through. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll get the fallout and the repercussions of this hastily put together agenda of the New World Order as it marches down to the final battle where Satan and his communist antichrist forces are gathering in power and might and wisdom and knowledge and wealth to attack the very fabric of the last stronghold of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It's so sad. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The Ashkenazis, think about it. They didn't have a covenant, but that's who they say they are over there. That they're Ashkenazis. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you need to know the story. You need to shout it on the housetop. You need to preach it on the radio like Pastor Buddy, or you need to support Pastor Buddy and let Pastor Buddy and other able men on WWRB. This is the last major radio station in America that will have a promotion of truth and an understanding and a sympathetic ear for the truth. And I admire men that will hazard their lives and will take monies out of their pocket and they will call their congressman and senator. You say, well, this is a political thing and we're not to be involved in politics. And yet it's very important because if they can strangle your spiritual message through politics, then politics becomes very important if truth matters. Now, if it don't matter, if the land is desolate and there's no profits, then the end come. Because the Bible says, unless there is a falling away, the end won't come. So if you want a tarrying of the great forces that are gathering in the heavens for the final Armageddon battle that's coming soon to a neighborhood near you, but most of all, be ye also ready. And that requires you to obey the truth. What must you do to be saved? Well, the Bible said, repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If this gospel is hid, it's hid to them that's lost. If this gospel is preached to them that are not lost, and yet they won't hear the word, they will be turned away and into hell with all nations that forgetting. So it's vital. This message tonight is vital for you to promote and to support and to encourage more messages on WWRB. There is a very, very powerful message coming through the airwaves on WWRB. You need to bookmark it. You need to write it down. You need to spread it. You need to tell people to listen in to this great radio station, WWRB 3.185, where truth without censorship, until we are cut off. We have a sympathetic owner of WWRB, a very knowledgeable man. He himself is quite capable of preaching
the gospel himself. And yet his message is to let the ministers of Yahweh come on and bring you this message. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I see that my time is coming on. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy. I've got to get off of here real quick before I'm holding up someone down the line. But notice this, ladies and gentlemen. You can write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284. Let's go to the mountain. Just write me. Come to the mountain with me. Let's gather as Moses gathered the children of Israel. Let's go to the mountain and seek our Creator. Let's bow our knees and humble our hearts. Let's weep and pray and fast for revival in America. We need it, ladies and gentlemen. Write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. You can call me. I'm live tonight here on WWRB on February the 16th, 2009. Live and direct. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Remember to support this gospel. If you have tithes and you want your tithes to Pastor Buddy, I'd be glad to receive them. I need your help. I'll preach more gospel. I'm looking for more time here on WWRB. I'll be starting next month in March. That'll be the second day of March. I'll be on Monday night for 1 hour. I'll be on Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be on Wednesday night starting March the 2nd. Ladies and gentlemen, a new era of the Shepherd's Call coming directly and exclusively on WWRB. I'll see ya. Yahweh bless ya. Together.